Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Domingos, and here's a daily tech short in less than 2 minutes. Twitter announces changes to its privacy policy. From January the 1st, the company will provide users with more information on the data it may pass along to marketers. The changes bring the company in line with California's Consumer Privacy Act. Twitter also says data for users based outside the US and Europe will now be directly handled by the firm, rather than its subsidiary, Twitter International. Chinese researchers are developing a method to construct digital images of individuals by analyzing their DNA, reports the New York Times. The technology, which is also being developed in the US and elsewhere, is currently good enough to build a rough representation of someone's face. Experts suggest the technology could eventually be paired with facial recognition systems, allowing for easier tracking of dissidents. The Trump administration is threatening 100% tariffs on French goods, including cheese, champagne, and handbags, after the US Trade Representative concluded that France's digital services tax discriminated against companies such as Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. French Finance Minister called the Trump administration's latest threat unacceptable and said the EU would retaliate with a strong riposte. YouTube says it has seen viewership of so-called borderline videos drop by 70% since making changes to its algorithms. The company defines such content as that which brushes up against its policies but does not violate them. YouTube also says it's working to raise authoritative voices on the platform. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he intends to move forward with a digital tax against large technology companies. Johnson made the remarks while campaigning ahead of the UK national elections on December the 12th. It follows considerations from Trump administration to place tariffs on imports from France after it implemented its own tech levies. This was your shot of Tech Coffee, find us at ondismedia.com.